Well, what about what you put around a field? You might put up a
fence.
Okay. What kinds of fences do you, can you think of that you would have around here?
Well, they're wire fences. Now, wire fences are hog wire. Barbed wire.
Mm-hmm.
In my childhood, it was so pronounced that I thought for years it was spelled B-O-B.
Mm-hmm.
And then there are snake fences. Now, what is the other word for that? May I ask my mama?
Yeah.
Mommy, what's the other word for snake fence, rickrack fence? What's the other word for a wooden fence? For a wooden fence.
A snake fence is
you,
a wooden fence.
You know, an old-fashioned fence made with poles.
A rail
fence.
Yeah.
Sure, a rail fence.
Well, now, how do you make a rail fence?
Well, you split... And then you split the rails.
Yeah. Uh-huh. What, stacking them kind of on top of each other. So
like so.
Yeah, right. Okay, I know... I got you. Same with them on a valley. Well, what about a snake fence? Now, how does that mean?
Well, it's just another word I've heard for a rail fence. Because
it's
curves.
Okay. What else? What about a fence around a garden, maybe? A fence around a garden.
Well, it's the garden fence. And usually it's wire, and it could
be...
That's right, they did. Used to be all paling.
I didn't know what a wire fence was.
Mm-hmm.
Paling fence.
Mm-hmm.
And the individual portions of it are palings rather than pickets.
What about pickets?
Well, pickets is a fancy name for palings.
Good to know.
Of course, chicken wire and hog wire are the types of garden fences that I remember most.
Yeah. You mentioned hog wire at first.
I think it did.
Let's see, what about any more wire fences? That takes care of it. Well, what do you call... fancy dishware that is expected to come.
China?
Yeah. What about, what would you have put in a hen's nest to fool
it? A nest egg. Well, if it's not in the hen nest and it's brought in the house, it's a darning egg.
Oh. But it's the same thing.
It's the same thing.